It's the Warhorse coming to you straight out of a U-Haul trailer. Now, it's time to clean out your ears and listen to some good MGB Wrestling Podcast.
You are listening to Visionaries Wrestling Network, providing your perfect podcast experience.
What's up, everybody? This is Impact Wrestling superstar, All Ego Ethan Page, and you are listening to my favorite father-son trio, the MGB Wrestling Podcast.
Hey guys, Wes Danger Rogers here, the Safety First Stuntman, and we're listening to the MGB Podcast, the safest and coolest podcast online. Check us out anytime, anywhere.
This is the MGB Wrestling Podcast, our 2-year anniversary, and we have a special guest on the podcast, Wes Rogers.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Glad to be here and live on location for UEW's Boiling Point, and happy 2-year anniversary to you guys.
We think this is coming out on Friday. This is 5 days before, and we're not sure if we're going to be doing a review. This might be it.
All right.
You might be the star of the show. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about your match at some point, but yeah, I don't even know if we've got time to do a review. Anyway, go ahead, Mason. Let's get this started.
So, you used to have the name Wes Danger Rogers, right?
Still do.
Why do you have Danger in your name if you promote safety?
Well, you know, I have to bring them in, catch their attention, and I thought that something flashy like Danger might catch their attention, and then I sneak the safety in when they're not paying attention.
Have you or Livid ever got an injury?
Yes. Livid broke his foot once on a cannonball to the floor, and I got my nose broken once by a super kick square to the face. And that one required a doctor's visit and a nose reset, which I cannot recommend.
Ouch.
What were your favorite safety moments?
Of wrestling or of my lifetime? Probably getting my first bicycle helmet was my favorite safety moment of my lifetime. In wrestling, it's got to be just spreading the good word of safety. That's what really does it for me.
Where did you get your safety gimmick?
I used to work at a shipyard, as is one of the most dangerous places to work, and safety was a big part of that. Every day, safety briefing, safety booklets, safety photos. Here's another safety movie you have to watch. And I decided that I would just bring that to wrestling to keep myself and more or less my opponent safe as well, too.
I was going to say, I'm a teacher and you're a student, so I'm sure you have to do those drills pretty regularly as well. So it's something we're all used to doing, staying safe, right?
That's right. Practice, practice, practice makes good habits.
What was one of your most favorite match?
Oh, I would have to say when Livid and I got to team up with Swoggle was an awesome, awesome moment for me.
Every match of his is the best.
Oh, thank you, thank you. And I would actually have to say working the Gymnasty Boys was a genuine pleasure and something we look forward to doing very, very soon again.
All right. You might have another question, but I want to jump in since you just mentioned Gymnasty Boys. I was watching Freelance Wrestling last night.
Yes, I watched it too.
They had an event, Send in the Clowns, and I watched. I didn't see Livid at all. What happened?
Just a terrible casting error there, I believe. They really, really dropped the ball there. But, it's good to see Gymnasty there fighting for the belts and an excellent retention from Space Pirates, by the way.
Yep.
Shane Sabre's a friend of mine, so hopefully we'll be able to maybe get him here and see if we can't do battle sometime.
That'd be pretty cool.
What were your thoughts on your match?
This is a big one for us. Our first title defense here at UEW. Capital Vices again, you know, one of the most prolific tag teams up and down the East Coast. Sin is a big, big boy, and Money is just absolutely a madman in there. So we came in with our usual game plan of of safety, and my partner brought a little bit of the ish.
I am the ish.
And, we just executed our game plan as well as we could. I did get punched in the face, which I might try to avoid next time. But all in all, pretty solid defense for us.
You got a cliffhanger.
No. But a quality win for Safish today over Capital Vices. Look forward to our next opponents here at UEW. Never know what they got coming for us, but we'll be ready for it in the safest way possible.
Safe-ish way.
Yeah.
Ish.
Hey, Jay, I forgot you, buddy. Do you have a question?
What's your favorite store?
My favorite store, I like Foot Locker. I'm a big shoe guy, so I'm collecting. I like Air Force Ones and Adidas, so always out shopping for shoes.
You didn't change your question. You kept what you kept. He asked John Kerman crab wrestling as well. So
another one of my favorite stores is Granger Safety and Supply. Spent a lot of time there. That's where I get my goggles from.
All right, so when I first talked to you, it was actually almost a year ago. We're at Capitol Wrestling in New Jersey. I was like, oh, there's Wes.
For Mania Weekend,
Mania
yes.
Mania Weekend.
Yes.
All right, so as we're in February right now, I know it's a little further this year. Any plans for WrestleMania Weekend?
Yes, Tampa's going to be huge for us. I cannot reveal anything at this point, but maybe in a week or two, be able to give you a little sneak peek right to the podcast.
Okay, so I think UEW has an event down there. Is that right?
They do. They okay. do. Yep, UEW, we're actually trying to spread the word of safety while we're down there, maybe find a new promotion or two that needs a little bit of help in the safety department.
Now, we haven't made it there yet, but I know you wrestle in Altoona. I can't remember the name of the organization. We like to go to Altoona because they have a Primanti Brothers.
Ah!
I don't know if that's our nearest one, but it's about 3 hours away. So, what can you tell us about that organization? Are you guys still champs there?
That would be Eclipse Wrestling, and no, actually, we... had an issue with a referee and a funny three count during a ladder match. It's taken us some time to recover from that, but we're looking forward to getting back to Eclipse real, real soon.
So who are some of the stars that we might recognize who also wrestle at that at Eclipse?
Well, you would absolutely recognize Eclipse's heavyweight champion, one Mad Max Morrison, has been wrecking shop there. I recently saw him in a cage match there, absolutely brutal. Of course, Simply Safish in the house from time to time. Some other people you might have seen before. Sahara 7, Born to Wrestle. It's a pretty awesome locker room.
Now, I think it was the last Nova Pro event. We saw you there as well. But we actually thought it was a tag team match. You actually wrestling Livid.
Yes. Yes. We got a special chance to be the exhibition for Nova's final show. And, yeah, and a little twist of fate there. Wes Rogers versus Livid the Clown in a... weird, weird wrestling match.
You guys wrestled each other before?
We have, actually, a couple times. And we train a lot together, too. So we end up wrestling at the school frequently to try to sharpen our game. It's a full-time job, though, trying to corral a clown. It's next to impossible.
Now, I haven't watched the video yet, but I saw VCW put it up. We tried to get down last weekend. We couldn't make it. So we were going to have split loyalties anyway. Golden Pinky Society, Simply Safish. Benjamin Banks, we know, has broken his pinky.
Yes.
We don't know anything more than headlines right now. What can you tell us about last weekend?
So, starting from the beginning, we noticed something was going a little shady when Colonel Robert Parker was kind of lurking around the locker room. And he offered to manage the pinkies, which actually turned out to be a dirty trick. His tag team, the Dirty Blondes, came down, broke the golden pinky of Benjamin Banks, and then demanded a title shot. And we're fighting champions, so of course we were not going to turn down a challenge like that. And I hate to admit it here live, but we lost the belts, and it's all Colonel Parker's fault. We had him beat, and a little bit of interference, and yeah, cost us everything.
Now, I don't know. I know all the different organizations have different rules. Do you automatically get a rematch?
Yes, we do have our rematch clause. We're gonna. Go back at the drawing board a little bit for these guys. They're both huge, huge, massive dudes. It's going to take a little bit of brainstorming to find the W there.
Is this now? There's so many different wrestling organizations going on. My calendar's a little out. Is this next event then at Hampton High School? I think it is.
Yes, March 14th for VCW is in Hampton High School. Be a good one. I am not sure actually if I will be there, but a lot of things happening. Phil Brown and Timmy Danger lumberjack match. Finally, gonna be able to square that. Keep the sanctuary at bay. Give Phil a fair chance. Lots of exciting things happening in Hampton, and we'll be letting you know if we'll be making an appearance.
And I'm kind of surprised I forgot because I was a math teacher. It's Pi Day, 3/14. I don't know how I forgot about that.
Yes,
one.
The best holiday for math teachers.
And I think I saw that Jordan Oliver's gonna be there as well. So I think he said he actually won a title when he was there for the
I believe he. I do believe he is the champion now. So lots of exciting action. VCW have to catch up there. But yeah, it was a wild, wild night, and for us, unfortunately, just was not able to get away with the retention of the titles.
All right, what else have you got to promote? What other events have you got? Where else can we see you around the state and perhaps in neighboring states?
We are all over the place the next few weeks here. I am down in Carolina next weekend, which would be the 15th. 22nd, you can check me out at the National Wrestling League in West Virginia. Oh man, we're getting into March then, so we got some travel away from this area. And then, of course, WrestleMania weekend, be in Tampa, you won't be able to miss us there.
I had one more and I forgot. I was just thinking I had the scoop ball. I was like, what's that? Oh, shoot. I totally forgot about that one. I was going to get you to do that one, but I can do it. All right, so this might actually be the last podcast for a while. As we put out on Twitter, Mason is now part of the middle school wrestling team. So he's training 5 days a week. He gets back super late. He's also part of a baseball travel team.
Sheesh.
So he, and between everything else, even just making events is probably going to start going down a little bit. So that was going to be one of the questions. Well, I don't think we've ever thought about this before. Did you wrestle when you were in school yourself?
No, I did not, actually. In high school, I played 2 seasons of football and decided that I was a little too skinny for that, so went directly into swimming and cross country, which was much more up my alley.
So we can't ask for any wrestling tips. However, I believe one of the things is flexibility. Isn't that one of the important ones?
Yes.
And it sounds like both of those sports would be good.
Absolutely. I tell everybody that stretching is an important tenet of safety before and after strenuous physical activity. And, you know, it never hurts when you're feeling a little tight to sneak a stretch in as well.
All right, I think that does. Thank you so much, Wes. We really appreciate your time.
An absolute pleasure being here, and stay tuned for what's coming up next.
You signing out, Jay? You like to say bye at the end, right? You like to scream bye as loud as you can.
Bye!
It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from them.
Goodbye! Goodbye.
Music was Zigzag by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/.